Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It is time to get healthy for the final time in, or is it actually? Let's see, 18, 20, yeah, final time in this year. And that means we say good morning and Merry Christmas to Laura Turbide.
Good morning, Ted. 2018, coming to
close. How many times have we done this?
I love doing this with you.
Over the years.
Well.
Hundreds, probably.
Hundreds and hundreds of shows.
And what's neat is we have our old friends who come in annually, and then we have our new friends like we're meeting today.
Yes, I am thrilled. Thank you for the chance to always give our new folks a great welcome, an opportunity to learn about things. And then obviously we also have some old hat folks who come routinely. But today we are here with someone new, and I'm so pleased to be able to introduce our new Vice President of Nursing at Finger Lakes Health. Ardelle Bigos is our new Vice President of Nursing. She joined us in June. She has traveled to us from, she's traveled south here, believe it or not, from Maine. She also has a background from New Jersey. So she has her at Trenton State College in New Jersey was where she actually got her Bachelor of Science in Nursing. And then she has a master's.
I was just there a few months ago.
Her master's in nursing.
Oh, that was great. That's great.
And so we're thrilled that she oversees our entire nursing division, which includes, as you know, two hospital sites, outpatient areas, others. We have College of Nursing that everyone knows, Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing and Health Sciences, with an LPN program, also Marian S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing. So she has a wide scope of responsibilities. As people know, nursing is literally vital, the core backbone division of the services we deliver. And I think very often people don't recognize what a huge broad field it is in terms of various specializations, various ways you can points of entry into our system. So we're going to talk a little bit this morning, not only with Ardelle about what it's like to be at Finger Lakes Health now and her vision for nursing and for the division and leadership, but also truly just sort of the philosophy of care for nursing. So welcome, Ardelle. Very pleased to have her join us as a colleague. And she's already coming in with great initiatives and being embraced by our team, who I think are just thrilled to have her leadership and have her vision help guide the way for them.
All right, Ardelle, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Now, Laura told us a little bit about you, so fill in some of the gaps, where you're from, and what brought you along the path to Finger Lakes Health.
So my home is actually, as Lara mentioned, is New Jersey. Did move here from Maine. I was in Maine for about 5 years as the Chief Nursing Officer and Vice President of Patient Care Services there as well. And really wanted to be a little closer to family and started to look in New York. We love the New York area. And Finger Lakes Health really stood out as far as quality and safety, and that's what drew me into this area and to the organization where I am now.
And as Laura said, there's such a vast area of responsibility here. You've got the college, and you've got all the private practices, the hospital itself. I would think it's a very broad range of responsibilities that you have in your position.
I do, and it keeps me very busy and the rest of the team very busy, but it's all really focused on the patients. You know, nursing is about patient care and about empowering the staff to be able to do what they need to do to make our patients comfortable and make sure that they're safe.
Now, did you always want to do this? Did you have a nurse outfit on Halloween when you were 8 years old?
That's funny. Actually, I always wanted to do this. I was a candy striper very young, and I know it sounds cliche, but always wanted to help people. I love working with people, started again as a candy striper, and then really through middle school and high school, that was my focus, was healthcare. Made sure I kept my foot in at hospitals, local hospitals working, and decided to go to Trenton State College for my BSN, and it was the first year that they actually started many, many years ago a BSN program, a four-year program for nurses.
Now, I always ask this question when people transition into administration. Do you still get to do any hands-on practice? And if not, do you miss it?
I don't get to do hands-on practice. I have very competent staff and managers who do a wonderful job with that. I will help transport or go in and answer call bells, per se, but I do miss it. That's the reason that you go into nursing. So I do miss that, but I really enjoy what I'm doing now.
And part of what Ardelle, of course, is working with is she's talking about empowering our staff to make sure that they can anticipate the needs of the patient, to be able to know everything. Each one of us has different preferences, and especially when we don't feel well, especially when we're vulnerable or emotionally worried, to be able to have our staff be attuned to sort of how each family and each patient wants and needs different things, and to be empowered to do that. And part of what she's been bringing is even a reinvigoration of our shared governance system and some things where we really engage staff at all levels to really really be a part of solutions, be a part of everything from streamlining processes to really reduce the amount of time that we spend doing bureaucratic kinds of things in a healthcare system and processes, and rather allow more and more engagement at the bedside with true hands-on delivery and engaging patients in that caring relationship, which is really at the core of what we do. We've talked about a healing environment. We've talked about a lot of different philosophies, but really, so it's really been a pleasure and refreshing to see staff being empowered and engaged to really get in some ways back to some of those core essential relationship functions. And at the same time, we also know we have to be more efficient. Where our industry is changing just like everyone else's, and we're talking about the industry is being disrupted and things are changing. So how do we make sure our staff feel like they're at the forefront of making decisions that help to lead to better patient care, better outcomes, and truly more caring time?
That leads into a point I was going to make. This may be kind of a weird comparison, but I'm going to compare nursing to airline flying. For years, the pilot was the guy, and what he said goes. And airlines have started to do what they call cockpit resource management, which is if somebody sees something, they're encouraged to speak up. And I think the same way in nursing, there was the time, you know, the old cliche shows where the doctor's the guy and he's in charge and the nurse sort of stands in the background.
And now the doctor's the woman and she's in charge because more women are in medical school now than men. So I got to get that out there.
Exactly. But the point being that nurses have become more empowered to speak up and be a bigger part of the entire process. Would you say that's accurate?
Absolutely accurate. And as Lara pointed out, really it's empowering the staff to be able to speak up on behalf of not only peers themselves, but for the patients, and really give them the tools that they need to do that, to empower them to do that. And speaking about the patient experience is making sure they're involved in making that experience very positive. And again, just stressing to be able to speak up, it's about patient safety and about patient quality. And there's a lot of campaigns about, you know, speak up for the patients. A lot of hospitals have that. And again, that's what we're working with the staff on, to be able to do that. And they do a great job in making sure that they do, they're there for the patient as advocates.
So how will you go about evaluating nursing staff? You've mentioned some of the things, and obviously patient outcomes are a big thing. But beyond that, how do you know when your staff's doing a good job?
Well, you know, again, patient outcomes, but also patient feedback. We're going to start a new award called the DAISY Award, where actually patients and families can nominate the nursing staff for the excellent care that they provide, that they go above and beyond. So that'll start probably in the fall. We want to make sure the nurses have input into how that's going to work and form a committee. But that's one way. But there's many ways that we do that. Also competencies, making sure that we work with them and provide education and also be able to have them demonstrate those skills back.
And we're so uniquely positioned because we do have a College of Nursing right on our site. We all talk about when we get students, it makes you better. When you have students around you, you re-engage with why you love what you do. It helps you continue to keep those competencies up, to keep being in a learning environment. And when you think about the fact that we have not only the Mary S. Whalen School with a long-standing history, but with our RN campus right as part of it, as you can imagine, when you're a mentor to someone or you're a good preceptor, I think it keeps all of us better at what we do, re-engage with why we love what we do. And we also love that real-time feedback. When a patient is there, and if they have a certain preference that we don't know about, them speaking up, sharing with that nurse who's really their point of care advocate, as Ardella said, that's the time we can make the difference. We love it when they leave and they give us feedback too, but it's really important while someone's right there to share what your preferences are, ask the questions, make sure you understand that care plan, and make sure you understand what's happening next. We use whiteboards for communication. There's a whole host of sort of strategies, tools, and things that nurses have in their toolkit, but I don't think anything ever replaces that personal relationship that a nurse has with her patient.
Well, and you're talking about teaching and mentoring. One of the concepts of teaching is that the most satisfying experience you can have as a teacher or a mentor is to see a student surpass you and do better than you even have done. Then you know you've really impacted a life.
Yep, absolutely true. And the students are also our customers. We speak about, again, growing and developing. They help us, but we also want to be there for them as, you know, as their mentors, to make sure that it's a great environment and we want them to stay with us. So we're working on internship programs and externship programs with the College of Nursing, again, to give them the tools that they need to be successful and to surpass us.
And I was just going to say, one of the things that we talk about a lot in our Finger Lakes Health segments that is particularly relevant to your position is the atmosphere of innovation, and that every idea is worth considering and nothing's too far out there. So that has to be rewarding to know that I can throw all these ideas out here and people are going to run with them and help make them a reality.
That's exactly what, again, you know, the whole philosophy of shared governance is to be able to throw out ideas, and you're at the front line. You tell us what you think the best ideas. There is no bad idea. If we have to go back and we have to look at it again, we'll do that. But give us the ideas. We'll go forward with them.
Laura, go ahead.
I just love also that nursing is such a wide-ranging, varied career. And I think as someone who's non-clinical, and I come to work every day with people who are clinical, the fact that there is this range of opportunities that you can be engaged with. You can be engaged in looking at data and quality metrics from a nursing perspective, or care management and a care plan. You can look at bedside nursing in terms of that point of care where people are really making that most powerful impact. You obviously have a range of roles, too. And we really do invest in growing our own. We have an education program where we help pay for people to continue their education. So if you come into our College of Nursing, you can start as a CNA, as we've talked about here before, and then go on to LPN, go on to RN, go on to a BSN program, go on to a nurse practitioner. We have had countless, we've done many ad campaigns called Following the Footsteps, etc., where we recognize there's these points of entry along the way, but there's very few careers that you can grow your career in such an exponential way, and in a way that gets supported and really does allow you to support a family and to own your own skill and own your own license and be able to live and care for people, your friends and neighbors, right here in this community without having to drive, without having to travel. You can do it right here and make that kind of impact.
So Laura talked about the changing face of healthcare in the 21st century. What do you see as some of the challenges you're going to face and your staff's going to face?
I think the biggest challenges right now, a lot, is reimbursement. And financial challenges that we have. Also regulatory. There's a lot of regulations that guide the practices of our staff, of the hospital overall. Those are the biggest challenges, to make sure that we're innovative about how to meet those challenges while still making sure that we retain our staff as well and involve them in, you know, some of those decision making, you know, along the line.
All right, Ardell, thanks. Nice to meet you. I know we'll talk again. Welcome and appreciate seeing your ideas put into action over these next years.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Laura, thank you as always.
Merry Christmas. Looking forward to 2019 and dozens of more shows together.
All right, that sounds great. And last plug for the tree at the Geneva General, the gold remembrance cones for $10, the Lights of Love tree at Huntington Living Center. And does Soldiers of Sailors have one? They have one too, right?
Soldiers of Sailors has the Let Their Light Shine. So
right,
all three auxiliaries, and again, the auxiliaries do give back. Thank you, Ted, for always thinking of us and knowing how people can support making sure healthcare is local and that we have what we need right here in our community.
All right. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
You too, Ted.
All right. It is 8:52 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.